we're Simin Kuf Samach in Hilchas Netilos Yadayim. We're up to Sif Yud Gimel, and we'll be finishing the entire Simin now. Sif Yud Gimel. Tzorech Shiyehe Bamayim Revius. The halacha is that you have to have a revius of water in whatever keli it's in, a complete revius. Even though we're going to see that when you wash your hands, you don't necessarily have to use the entire revius, but Chazal said that unless you start off with a revius of mayim in the keli, you cannot use it for netilas yadayim, it's pasul. V'hani min eli echad. When is it that you have to start out with a revius for one person? Aval abei shebo litol ke'echad. When two people are coming to wash, so these are two people that are aware of the fact that they're washing together. Right? We're not talking about that someone washed and now someone else comes and wants to wash too. Two people, lechatchila, are approaching this one cup of water that has a revius in it. So the second one doesn't need. Even if one washes after the other. According to this Deya, it's got to be that the water is being poured, and then, without stopping, the second one is washing as well. Ketzad. So here's the way the Machaber describes it. Hoya revius mayim bechli. You have a revius of water in the keli. Upashad echad yodov. One stuck his hands out. Va'acher yotzek al yodov. Someone else is pouring on him. Uvasheni came the second one. Upashat yodov lamata mimenu. Samach liyad harishon. And the other person put his hands right under the first person's hands. The kiluach yored al yodol sharishon or liyodol sharsheni shalimata mimenu. And the water is going down on the hands of the first and the hands of the second. Shnehem tohoros. The halach is that they're both tohor. Afal pisha picha shir harvias. Keshe magiim liyodol sharsheni yodol tohoros. Even though the first one is using up some of the water, that means the second one is not going to get a complete revius, he's still tohar. Mipnei shehin boim mishiyurei tara. This is what's known as shiyurei tara, leftovers of tara. Revius was only bitchila, but shiyurei tara don't need a revius. So this day holds that it's dafka that when they're washing together. Now once again, we are talking about dafka when they both decided to wash bavas achas. It is one netila for both of them. If someone is washing and then someone else jumps in and puts his hands under the first one, he is not yotze netila. In fact, the first water is considered tame with regard to his hands. Now this is a very important yesod. We previously learned that if someone sticks his hand into a barrel of water, that barrel doesn't become pasul of netilas yadayim, even though one's hands are tame. Chazal were not metame them for netila. Negel vaser is different, but for netilas yadayim lesuda, the only time that the water becomes tame if it was derech netila. If you just touch them, that's not a problem. So that if someone washed his hands in water, then you can't use that for netila, both because it was used for malach, as well as the water being tame. Whereas, if two people are coming, bavas achas, they both want to do netila, Chazal call it one netila. Therefore, the first one's water is not tame klape the second one, since they're washing bavas achas. Again, the two conditions being that it be the kavana was to wash together, and second, that you hold them samuch, you hold them near the first person's hands. Now says the Mechaber, v'yesh matirim, afilu kishenotlin zacher zeh. There's a daya that holds that it works even if one washes after the other. U'b'shah shehischil ha'echad litl ma'am hoya behem revius, gam l'sheni zeh olin. The second opinion holds that you don't need them washing literally at once. One can wash and the second one can wash following him with the leftovers as long as there was a revius in the cup when the first one started. So here, two people can use one revius. Three people, well, you do the arithmetic, it should have been a revius and a half. Instead, the Mechaber says a chatzi log, which is two revius. What happened here? So the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that once you're dealing with three people, Chazal were afraid that you have so many people there, they're not going to be careful to wash their hands properly. So they said, once you have more than two, you need two revius. So we go further. Ula Dalid, and four people could also use a chatzi log, which means every two people need a revius. But if you have one person more than two, if you have three people, you need a second revius. So it's a revius per two, not a half a revius per one. L'kama b'nei Adam, you can keep doing this. Kol zman shemaspikim ha-mayim lishpo kol echad al yodo gimel pamim. Why does the Mechaber say three times? We'll later see the Mechaber sheet is that you wash three times if your hands are filthy. The first natil is to get rid of the dirt. Further, shiacholim laniach dalet vehe yudeim ze betzad ze o ze al gav ze v'litl ke'echod u'bavad shiarapu yudeim binyin shiagiu ha-mayim l'chol echad. Not only that, but they could all hold their hands together and one person pours on top of them, as long as their hands are separated from one another in a way that the water will get through in between to all of them. Now, the Mishtaburer brings down that the Ravid argues on this entire halacha. The Ravid holds that everybody needs a revius on his own, and the Mishtaburer says that you can only be mako with the din of shiurei tara, of using less than a revius if there initially were a revius there, only b'shas hadchak. Other than that, you couldn't. Another thing the Mishtaburer mentions is that in the first case, where they're washing bavas achas, so they're using a whole revius at once. In the second case, they're not using a whole revius at once. There's a revius, one is washing, the other one's following him. Each of them is going to have to wash mayim shniim. When you wash with less than a revius, we'll learn later that you need mayim shniim. So each is going to have to wash twice. So this is going to be a very difficult thing. You're going to have one revius, and each one will wash separately his entire hand, both hands, two whole times. Which means that this one revius is going to be used to wash two people's hands two times each, four times, covering entire hands within one revius. It's rather difficult. The Mishtaburer also says that in the Sharetzim he brings, that under all circumstances, it is best to wash Mayim Shniim, no matter what, even though you use the whole revius. Yudalit Sarshe revius Machunis B'mokam Echad. You have to have a revius in one keli. If you have two keli and each has a half a revius and you wash with the two at the same time, that is not kosher. You need a revius mechunis b'makom echad. Tesvav revius she'amru ben liyodav shel gadol ben liyodav shel katan. Chazal didn't differentiate on the basis of the size of your hand. Notlu beiz bnei adam ze yado achas v'ze yado achas. Now what happened? We just learned that there's a day that says that bazach or zeh, you can use one revius. So what happens if one person, Reuven, washes one hand? Shimon washes one hand. Now Reuven wants to wash his second hand. So what would I say? The first revius is still good enough. So he says, no. Not lubeiz bnei adam zeh yado achas v'zeh yado achas. V'chaka chozer ha-sheni v'not lo yado ha-shnia. The second one, meaning the first one. The second one of the second, which means the first. So Reuven washed one hand. Shimon washed one hand. Now Reuven is washing his second hand. So the halacha is, Hare Elu Kigimel Bnei Adam. Since one was mafsik after the washing of the first person's hands, it's as if these are three different people. And they'll need a chatzilog. A revius will not suffice. Lafikach im hoya bekeli chatzilog yodov toharis vim lav ein yodov shniya toharah. If not, the second hand won't be tar. Because the chatzilog is only good for two people, and not more than that. Right? So halacha lemaisa, if two people want to use one revius, it's got to be washing two hands of one, then two hands of the other. Not one hand of one of the other, and then one of the first again. Because then a revius is not enough. You'll need a chatzilog.